Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
I wanted to review something totally different this week, and I came across an artist by the name of Groovy Joe, who's from Kenya. She's a rapper, and her discography seems to begin early to 2020, late 2019, I think. And I gave it a go, and, well, here's a review for her mixtape called The Groovy Way. Africa. Murise. My name is MJ Omotso, and welcome to the African Album Review Podcast. What's up, my people? How you doing? Me? I'm doing all right, you know. The year is flying. It's crazy, but it's summer this side, so it's all good. But let's talk more music. If you're listening to this podcast, please do subscribe. The YouTube channel is Motomoto Music, so yeah, why not? Anywho, let's do this thing. Groovy Joe, The Groovy Way.
The latest African album review is...
The Groovy Way was released March 30th, 2021. I see on Spotify it actually got there on the 14th of April, so there was a bit of a lag there, like 2 weeks roughly. It has 8 songs, 19 minutes, 2 second runtime, no features, and multiple producer placements that include K6. And I only managed to know that is K6 because K6 kind of tags the beats quite loudly with K6. But then the other two, I even looked at the track list, the cover. I could not read the font. So I think it's Lemario and Turfy, but I don't know. Tell us, Groovy Joe, tell us.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Ego is exactly what you think it would be based on the title. Only better. Groovy Joe raps in third person for part of the record on the chorus, which is a great way to capture attention because you know she's talking about herself, but the way she does it, man, fire. That's not the only thing. The beat is straight up wow. I mean, yeah. On a trap vibe with elements of boom bap without being dated or going to boom bap, bruh. It's a masterpiece. While Groovy Joe herself comes through with a confident, commanding delivery and the bars. 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 Yeah. WYKAT. I can't remember what it stands for. But anyway, it picks up where Ego left off and add a new layer. Some local Sheng raps, so... You know, it's, again, she goes a bit braggadocious, but I mean, that's what MCs do, right? Groovy Joe is in battle mode, and that's all I can say. She's really putting it forward that, yo, I'm Groovy Joe, and I'm here for a reason. And, you know, all the other MCs, if you thought your place in the industry was set, well, guess what? I'm challenging. By the time we got to the song Unannounced, I was hit by a new reality check because the beat is more reggaeton with a dope ass guitar riff and Groovy Joe still kills the rap. I don't know if that makes it gengeton, see what I did there, but it's it's still a great addition to the mixtape because you really get the best of Groovy Joe. If you've heard a perfect combination of beat and MC, then Mbogi is the song. The beat has something psychedelic about it, and just as well, Groovy Joe talks about having edibles on the track. Have you ever had an edible? I had one, like, I think this was 2 or 3 years ago. Nothing happened, didn't feel nothing. Should I even be saying this on this podcast? Anyway, never mind. this track, Mbogi, easily could be one of my top tracks on this mixtape. And I mean, maybe it is my favorite track, actually. But you know what? Even if it is, she's got some amazing, amazing records like Naibop, which has a video. I think the video is maybe a month or two old. Imagine as well, that's a tight track. So yeah, it's one of the top 3 tracks on the project for me, definitely. Groovy Joe shows top form and flow you cannot hate on. She also sprinkles, you know, that local lingo on that Sheng vibe, which left me nodding my head in agreement. Groovy Joe! Damn, girl! Damn!
Album review.
The technical side of things.
The flow of the Groovy Way as a project was quite awesome. It was easy to follow, and firstly because all the songs were short and sweet, the beats were picked to perfection, and Groovy Joe was in impeccable form with an evident hunger. This is the kind of project that comes from someone that is leaving absolutely everything on the mic, like, hey, if this music doesn't work out, that's it, because it's the only thing I'm putting my money on. That's how I felt when listening to Groovy Joe, at least. Groovy Joe did show some serious MC cojones by going the whole project alone. Typically when you have, and I think this is her first project, EP, mixtape, whatever you want to call it, you probably will want somebody to hold your hand, like, or try to get a feature, a good one or whatever, but no, Groovy Joe is just like, yo, you know when someone is like, nah, I got this. Yeah, and she also got the bars to back it up, so you know what, she did well. I won't get into the line by line details of like what the raps were about and all that, I'll leave that to somebody else, but as a songwriter, Groovy Joe's got a lot more to give the industry, and it's part of what's so exciting about the music that she makes. She does not necessarily have any aspect of her music that you think, oh yeah, she totally took this person's style or whatever the case may be. She just seems to make music that she just wants to make and puts it on a record, and that's it. And you know what, there's no aspect of her musicality that I can fault her on. She's worked on the craft and can only get better, and for somebody who's not necessarily that deep in the game, she's actually really, really good. The mixing and mastering on the Groovy Way were pretty dope, no glaring issues. There wasn't any super high points either. You get a good standard and that's all there is.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Ultimately, I'll go out on a limb and say Groovy Joe is probably top 5 in the 254 new school hip hop. I probably last felt like this about Raw Talent when I heard someone like STL, Stella Mwangi. You heard her rap and you knew she was the real deal. Not one of these come rap, you might like it type situations, nah, but a real MC that is a student of the game. Groovy Joe's lower pitch also reminds me of Nadia Nakai's delivery, actually. I'd say the more music Groovy Joe makes, the better she's gonna find a level stepping out of what she can already do well, to learning more versatility in the delivery. And that's when you will see how quickly she's gonna blow, because that versatility also adds the hits, if I should say so. I saw great glimpses of this on the song Groovy Joe, Big Ol' Big Booty, and imagine where her delivery was super unique and her tonality allowed her to add a little more melody to her voice, and that's really the zone, that one. On Imagine, she did, I think it's more of a drill beat with a UK type flow and some sort of rock elements there. It was epic. It was beautiful. I loved it. Maybe not quite there with the rock, but around that realm. More of that, please, Groovy Joe. And it's almost written that you wear the crown sometime. I managed to listen to the Groovy Way around 3 times, and it was a pleasure. Start to finish, go check out this mixtape and find out what, the MC who got next is giving you, because it's Groovy Joe. She got next. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.